Misery Guts, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
Nobody spoke on the drive back to London. Keith sat in the back of the van and stared out into the dusk and tried not to feel sad about going to Australia by himself and leaving Mum and Dad behind and probably never seeing them again. Why should I feel sad, he thought. It's their fault. I tried. He felt his eyes getting hot and prickly. See, he thought, it's happening already. I'm turning into a misery guts. He took his mind off things by working out how many potatoes it would take him to save up the plane fare. 25,000. He'd better start tomorrow. Then he closed his eyes and thought about warm white sand and warm turquoise lagoons and glorious pink tropical sunsets. He opened his eyes just as the van was turning into his street, and for a moment he thought he could see one. A glorious pink tropical sunset. Then he realised what it was. A fire. Blimey, he thought. One of the buildings in our street's on fire. Suddenly the van was surrounded by red flashing lights and screaming sirens and men running with hoses. Whose place is it? Said Mum. Can't see, said Dad. The van moved slowly forward and Keith tried to see whose place it was. Then he remembered. The fryer. The one he'd cooked breakfast in. He'd forgotten to switch it off.